views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. It's so great to be back, guys. Before we start the show, I want you guys to take your little papers and your little pencils, and I want you to write down the number to call in for your free mini reading. That number is 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like a private reading with myself or Artie, my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie's number is 877-ANGELS-02.
Right.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, ANGELS-02.
I'm sorry.
The only reason why I say zero is because you have the letter O.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Because there's another company that has Angelo. Two.
Oh, okay.
And I get a lot of his calls. So when I see a lot of out-of-state calls come
in.
I don't answer. I let it go into voicemail, and then I'll respond if they leave a message.
So that's 877-ANGELS-02.
Right. ANGELS-02.
ANGELS-02 with the S. ANGELS.
Oh, see, I don't even know my own number.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming by again. And we have a really good show for you today.
Like always.
As always.
As always. And this week, which I didn't discuss it with Sky until just now, it's all about... It's all about you.
It's all about the you.
Yeah, no, but what it is, it's about, you know, the difference between kids and the way they respect their elders and the way things were back in the past.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, do we give our kids too much?
Of course we do.
And it is. And that's why it's well off balanced. You know, one of the biggest issues is that, you know, so many parents don't want their kids to suffer like they did when they were younger. So they overcompensate by giving their kids too much. And what happens is that when kids are born into the situation of being comfortable, all right, you could talk until you're blue in the face, how you had, you know, 12 brothers and sisters sharing one bedroom. And, you know, how your parents, your mother took care of everything while your father worked, you know, 85 hours a week. And, you know, they can't relate to that.
And because you had to walk uphill to school and uphill down from school.
Yeah, in the snow.
Yeah. No shoes.
Yeah. So kids definitely, you know, if you don't teach them responsibility right from the get-go, that's a hard climb to get it going.
It is, but you have to understand one thing too. if you teach your children right from the get-go that I would love to be your friend and I will be your friend, but there's a fine line that we don't cross, because even though I can be like your friend, I'm still your parent.
Right. Parents is first, foremost.
Oh, without a doubt.
Parents is first. And sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of times you have to make the right move and it's not the popular vote.
Yes. Well, I had a run-in with Mia this week.
Yeah. And you have to deal with with tough love. And a lot of parents have a hard time dealing with tough love. And then before you know it, their kids is like ruling over them.
Yes.
And then you feel guilty for not pulling through for them. And like it irritates the living hell out of me to no end when I see a kid cursing at their parents or being very disrespectful to their parents. Oh my God, my kid has never done that to me. But if she did, oh my God, I would think not twice about hitting her.
Well, I want to tell you what happened this week. It was Saturday. I was at a party. My phone was shut off. and it was getting late, and Weezer, my dog, had to take his medication. So I tell Mia, if I'm not around, just give him his meds. She knows exactly what to do, exactly how to do it. So what happened was she couldn't get a hold of me, and she kept leaving me texts and texts and texts. And then finally I looked at my telephone, and I saw it, and I called her back. And she lambasted me, not bad words, but in a terrible attitude, and naughty words like, how dare you not pick up my phone, with an attitude. And I said, we will deal with this when I get home. Now, when I speak in a very quiet voice, I'm serious. They know to back off. So she backed off. I says, I will speak to you when I get home. Thank you. So when I got home, I sat her down on the couch with me, and I explained to her, I want to explain something to you, my darling child. I says, I love you, and I will give you everything I possibly can because I love you. But never in my entire life will I take the words and the abuse that you gave me over that phone again, because if I do, we are finished. If I hear it again, we're done. I said, because I never spoke to you like that, and I don't expect you to speak to me like that. If you want respect from me, you have to earn it. And she hugged me and kissed me, and she apologized. She said she was just very nervous about Weezer. I said, you know what to do. You know the drill. If I'm not there, give him his meds. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
But that's no excuse for talking rude and disrespectful to any adult.
No,
especially at 12.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I totally get it. And a lot of parents could relate to what we're dealing with, you know, as parents. And, you know, for you, that's, you know, me as your granddaughter. You know,
yes.
She lives with you, but you are like a mother figure to her.
Well, she's got a wonderful mother.
Yeah, no, but that's...
Absolutely wonderful mother.
But, still,
but you're right.
But it's your home, and you have to
maintain
the balance.
And I treat her like she's my daughter. Absolutely.
You definitely
treat her like a daughter.
The balance. So
she's like my daughter, and sometimes she slips up and she goes, Mom. She means Nan, but she says Mom. But that's okay, because her mother and I, we're on top of the kids constantly. I mean, not to the point of obsession, but to the point where they are very respectful. And this was very out of character for her. And then after I sat her down and spoke to her, she hugged me for like 5 minutes straight. She couldn't let me go. And she kept kissing me and telling me how sorry she was. I don't think she realized just what an impression she made on me in the wrong way. But on the other hand, those words shall never come out of her mouth again. And I can bet my bottom dollar on that.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I know, baby.
No, so a lot of people say, well, how do I change? How do I change my kids? Now, a lot of times now say, suppose you want your kids to dress in a particular way, or you want your kids to you want your kids to eat, you know, in a particular way. So you give your kids the power of choice. And I'm saying this is something you have to start off at an early age. Say, all right, so it's within your boundaries. You could give them this meal or you can give them that meal, and they get to choose which one they want. But it's the meals that you have given them to choose. It could be even three meals, but for them just to eat whatever they want,
no,
that's not happening. So you give them choices, because kids do like that feeling that they still have somewhat control, but you're creating the parameters and the boundaries. So it's like a win-win situation. And it's the same thing with a dress code. I don't mind if you wear this, and I don't mind if you wear that, and you could choose, but you're not wearing that, where you're, you know, running around in ripped pants or your butthole is showing.
Oh my God.
Or, you know, something really stupid like that. So again, you have to be able to show tough love and stop going after your kids' approval.
Mm-mm.
And you're afraid, you know, a lot of parents, one of the big problems is that when there's a divorce, and God knows there's millions of those, what happens is that the parent that ends up having the children, even of deceased parents, unfortunately, and they're left to take care of the kids, they get this guilt trip and they try to overcompensate to try to make up for it. And what happens is that you're really not helping your kid out under their circumstances. You still have to teach them responsibility. You have to still teach them balance and respect. And it starts in the home. And to think that you are, you know, making the school or the teachers responsible for their character and for the way they are, No, all the love and the respect starts at the home, and then it's about you giving them the tools so they could deal with, you know, the public or their peers.
Right.
And it's also you with your instincts being able to, you know, pick up on your kids and read between the lines, and are they BSing you or are they telling you the truth? And you get to pick up all these innuendos, but just allowing them just to do with whatever. And it is tough because, you know, nowadays both parents have to work, or one parent has to work two full-time jobs or a part-time job and a half,
right.
Or a full-time job and a part-time job. And it's tough to be around because you're trying to provide for yourself and for your kids, and you're not around to show them or teach them or whatnot. So hopefully you can find a family member or a really close friend who's able to help create that balance.
Right.
Or maybe you could pay somebody who you feel that has those qualities.
Or grandparents, or an aunt, or an uncle. But I want to tell you something. You know, I kind of feel bad for the kids, too.
It is. It's
tough.
And
I'll tell you why. Because they have such privy.
They have such privy.
Yes, they have such privy to provocative movies and provocative clothing that, you know, it makes an impression on them. And then when you go to the stores, there's also very provocative clothing. And their peers are all wearing it. So
yeah, and then, the media, like, presents this like this is the cool thing to do. And then you see, I can't stand Miley Cyrus. She is the worst role model that God has created for teenagers. All right, everybody, stick around. Sky and I, we're going to break for a commercial, and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Oh.
Hey, Bri, we on?
Yeah, you guys are on now.
Oh, wow.
No,
because you played, we only heard like 2 seconds of the song. You're usually longer than that.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to find your next song for you, so stand by.
Yeah, okay. Discombobulated us.
Yeah,
let us know. When,
all right, guys, you're back
you
on. I will.
We're going to have a special song for everybody. Well, all our songs are pretty cool, but
yes,
we're going to be playing a special song for you. So that's you started what? To say, Sky, about, we were talking about Miley Cyrus and what a
yes.
bad role model
what
she is.
What was the name of her?
Hannah Banana.
Hannah Banana. It's Hannah Montana. When she played Hannah Montana with her father in it, she was adorable. My grandkids used to watch her like crazy. And all of a sudden, she went from adorable little girl to, I don't even want to say what.
A whore.
Okay, he said it. Yeah, she really did. And, you know, it's very disturbing for me to have seen her father's demeanor on screen and on television.
I think he feels bad. I don't think he's really speaking his truth.
You know what? I don't care what he's speaking. It's still his daughter, and he should have stopped her from doing that. It's not that they're broken. They need the damn money.
No, they're not. They're far from broke.
In his own right,
they're $100 million. No, but the bottom line is that, you know, they...
He's disgusting for letting her do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, from the get-go, I totally would have put a rein on. But she's an adult, and she could do with whatever she wants.
She's an adult now. But when she did the Oscars...
Oh, she was horrific. Yeah.
She showed everything that she owns.
She was absolutely horrific. There was no class.
No.
They take the class out of all these wonderful
right.
shows that they did. You know, you go to country, you know who has class? The country stars.
Yes.
If you go to and watch the CMT, what is it, Country Music Awards and stuff?
They're always
all these people are very lovely, very respectful.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, down to earth, good people.
I concur.
They don't flash their butt bottom, even the ones that are like flawlessly drop dead. Yeah, it's like show class.
It's
class is in.
It's classily done.
Yeah, you could be sexy and show a lot of, you know, you could be classy and show and still be very, very sexy.
I want to tell you something. These people from the South, let's face it, they have been raised a little bit different than the people from the big cities. They have small communities where everybody has a congregational way of church. They are very in tune to religion, and they're raised knowing that God is watching you all the time. Now, I personally believe that God sits back and does not judge, because he doesn't. He doesn't judge. He lets you do whatever you want to do, and he's there to pick you up when you fall. However, karma is a biatch. Okay, so when you do bad things on earth or in the school, I call it, earth is like a school. So when you do bad things in school here, you're going to get bit in the butt on the next time around. When you go for your karmic review, and you're the one that's going to be the judge and the jury, not God. Because this is your learning experience. So why don't you learn to do the right things now, like these kids? You try and teach them. You try and show them. A lot of kids don't want to follow a religious background. But that's fine, as long as they know who God is, as long as they know that God is all around them, and they should absolutely manifest God in everything that they do and have some modicum of respect for themselves, which they don't. And like I was saying, the people down south, they're very much in tune with these organized religions. Mm-hmm. And I think that really puts kind of a damper on them being a little too promiscuous. Don't get me wrong. There's absolutely...
Wait, who's being too promiscuous?
They're not promiscuous.
Oh, they're
people.
Not promiscuous.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said they'd be.
No. You know, like you said, the country western singers.
Yeah.
All those little towns out down south and in Texas and all those midwestern countries, states, they're a little bit more subdued. Their clothing is a little bit more non-revealing. They're a little bit more. They have a lot more class as far as the way they dress and they speak, because I truly believe
the southern hospitality.
They
keep to their old,
but it's a religious thing, and they come from these small little towns, and everybody's watching. So if you see your neighbor's daughter going out and doing promiscuous things, you're going to go to their mom and say, "Hey, listen, you know, this is what you, I've seen your daughter do, and she's going to be grateful because her eyes are with your eyes. You know what I mean? And that's beautiful to have a community. See, in the Native tradition, we say it takes a village to raise a child.
Really?
Yes. We say it takes a village to raise a child. And that's the same adage. If you're in a small town and everybody knows each other and your kid is getting into trouble, 9 out of 10, you're going to know because there's going to be a neighbor or a friend who's going to alert you to that problem. Understand?
So she highly recommends that.
Go to a small town.
Get the village people to raise your child.
He's such a dork.
They'll grow up to be construction people, Indians, or whatever.
Stop. Don't tell me. No, it takes a village to raise a child. That means it takes many people to raise. And that's how we believe in our Native tradition, honestly.
Yeah.
When we're at powwow, we never worry about our children.
No.
Because they're always being watched by someone.
By somebody for their own good.
Yes, I love it.
You want to know something? When I am with anybody in my world, what I look for two things. I look to be liked, but I look to be respected. And if you're only going to give me one choice, I'd rather you respect me than to like me.
That's
because
very true.
When people are respecting you, that means you have this good hold that of your own self-respect. If you're going just to be liked, but people are still stamping over you because you're just trying to get other people's approval, then you're very weak. You can become easily depressed. You don't know who you are, and like you're all over the place. And so what we need more in this world right now
is respect.
Is respect and love. And Brian, if you could play that song. You got the gift.
That was fantastic. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. And also on behalf of everybody else, I'm sure, you know, a lot of people appreciate, you know, the old songs and the beautiful songs. And, you know, they don't make TV shows, they don't make movies, and they don't write songs like they used to.
You sound like an El Takaka.
I'm telling you.
He sounds like a real El Takaka. Listen, I understand perfectly what you're saying. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. But I also have a part of me that likes new. And the innovative as well.
It's cool. Yes. And of course, and it's with the times, but there's, but there's some deep basis with human, you know, what's the phrase I'm looking for? I don't know.
There's a connection between the old because you grew up with it, brings back good memories.
It's not just that. It's just about the values. It's about really, you know, like the movie The Notebook.
Oh, did you see that?
I saw that.
Oh, wasn't it fantastic?
Let me tell you something. You have not seen the best of the best movies until you've seen The Notebook.
Oh, that, magnificent.
That movie is like within the top 10 of the top 10 of all-time movies.
Such a beautiful story, and the ending is just as beautiful.
And it shows, yes, you know, about loyalty, about love, about commitment, about sacrificing. It's just so, so beautiful.
Put it this way, we should all be so lucky. Yeah. Honestly, right?
Yes.
We should all be so lucky.
And a lot of times, you know, we don't fully understand why our parents or grandparents act the way they do, or even some of our friends, they are the way they are, because we don't know their full story of why they're bitter or why they're, you know,
angry
or as they are, or very defensive or always
selfish,
scared or
a little selfish
or scared or worried or whatnot.
Right.
You know, it helps when you can understand why somebody is the way they are so that you can have a little compassion. It's still hard to deal with, and you still shouldn't be, you know, put on the back burner or be mistreated, but it definitely helps when you have an understanding when somebody did not come from a background of unconditional love. It's huge.
But we have to stop right now to go to a station break, and we will be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Make an offer during the September Model Clearance Sale-a-thon only at Central Auto Group, CT.com. Your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. You make an offer on Central's huge selection of 2015 vehicles. Central Auto Group, CT.com needs to make room for the 2016s. All reasonable offers guaranteed. All unreasonable offers considered. Why go anywhere else when Central Auto Group, CT.com gives you five reasons to do business? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, Prius. The largest selection with over 600 vehicles, open 7 days a week. Central Auto Group, CT.com is number one for customer satisfaction. Our service department has certified technicians, extended hours, and free multi-point inspections. Drive a little, save a lot, and make an offer till the end of September. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 28, old exit 87, I-395, Plainfield.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Must have qualified credit. See dealer for details.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Great song. Great choice, Brian.
Thank you.
Good music today, guys. Real good music. Yeah, so we were talking about behind the scenes, Artie and I were talking about empathy. And being a psychic and a medium like Artie and I, when we see even motion pictures that have a lot of pain in them, we start getting physically ill. I know myself, I
don't get ill.
No, I start to cry. I get sick. I start having anxiety. I'm like, I'm so empathetic. It just really hits me where I'm the person actually feeling everything. And although I like to see sometimes a little bit of that, I can't, because it's too very emotional. Mm. Or when I see somebody get shot, I feel it going through my body. Mm. And it bothers me.
I mean, other than TV or movies, I've never seen anybody in real life get shot.
Oh, me neither. Me neither. I'm talking about television.
Oh, I mean, like James Bond?
Not really.
How you have 12 or 20 guys shooting at one fellow, not one damn guy.
Nobody gets hit either.
I'm telling you, I would fire every single one of those bad guys on the SWAT team. Just fire it. Not one of you could hit James Bond.
I know.
Not to mention the fact he takes a few shots, rolls over, and he kills about 8 of them right then and there. It's like he's consistent.
Yes, and he never shoots anybody. I mean, the other guys never hit him.
Never hit him. They're always shooting at their feet, like, move up. Yeah. Move your shots up, but they're always shooting at his feet. They never hit him.
Right, and he could be point blank in front of that gun, and they miss him. I don't know how it's happening.
You know what? I think most guys, I mean, other than the fact that all James Bond have that sex appeal machoism, yeah, and then all the sexy girls on there,
yeah,
that's the real reason. You know, they're always looking for the secret formula.
Oh, yeah.
Kryptonite. They're right. Always looking for that super special thing,
exactly,
that they must get, otherwise the world's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all the superheroes of every single show who ever saved the universe.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Superman.
Superman.
Thank you, Batman and Robin. Take a bow.
All you guys, please, take a bow. We just want to appreciate. There should be
the
an award.
Wanted, right.
There should be, like, you know, they have the Country Music Awards,
right,
and all the other awards. Have the Superstar Awards.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah, that's so funny.
The Superman Award. And
so last night I had nothing to do. So I decided to turn on the Idiot Box. And I was watching
the Idiot Box?
The television.
Okay.
So I turn on Apple TV and I said, nah, I'll go into Netflix. So I'm looking at things that I would possibly like, and it pops up Area 51. So that's always interesting for me. So right at the beginning, I had to run inside because I had to go get my shake. So I come back and I missed a tiny bit of it, but enough that I really missed this whole thing. I mean, to the point where I was really panic stricken. It shows you that these three young men in their 30s.
Which movie is it?
This is called Area 51. Three young men in their 30s. They go and they're making like this home video. Now they're actually making a home video, and it looks like they're making a home video. And their plan is that they want to get into Area 51 and they want to go down into see the aliens. And they're dead set on doing this. And it looks so homemade that it absolutely looks like they're just videoing it. So the whole movie, I'm looking at this and I'm looking at them videoing it. And then when they finally get into Area 51, just by dumb luck, they were able to go down. And the way they portrayed the aliens, like sleeping in pods, it was so realistic and lifelike. And then they had like this area in a cave where there was children's toys, children's clothing, like thrown in balls and piles. And then they go a little further into this cage and they're breathing hard and they're frightened because they have no light. And then the light, they have this special light that you can see in the dark. And then they go further and all of a sudden they see this slimy stuff.
Yep.
And they
like see, from Ghostbusters kind of slimy?
Yes. But only clear.
Okay.
And then they see this like square box with these cups. And in these cups, it looks like this fresh blood and guts in it. And they're panic stricken. And I'm thinking this is real. How stupid am I? Because I missed the part where, you know, it says like produced and directed and all that stuff. So this is like a whole movie to me. Like I'm thinking it's a whole movie. I'm saying, oh my God, this can't be true. This can't be real.
That reminds me of when, what's his name? Oh, I forgot his name. The guy who said that we are being invaded by aliens.
That's right.
And he put it out there and it was just a
in
spook.
In the 40s.
Yeah. And he says they're coming to invade our planet and they're taking over and oh my God.
Yes.
And people literally started committing suicide.
Yes.
They couldn't take because they did not want to deal with.
What is his name?
Orson Welles.
Yes.
Orson Welles.
Yes. You're so brilliant. That's right. Orson Welles. So listen to this, guys. So I'm looking and I'm watching and I'm continuing and I'm feeling so sick and nervous. And I'm saying, you got to stop watching this guy because you're getting really, my heart's palpitating. And I'm saying, but if these kids had the nerve to actually do this in real life, how can I not watch this? And I'm not even in reality because I'm, you know, how could they hold a camera and be running? But anyway, so the end of it is that they make this wrong turn and they get into this horrible cave and there's an alien that they woke up by accident and it's chasing them and they don't really see it. But, you know, it gives you like little bits that you see a hand, you see a foot. And they keep going through this white tunnel now. They've gone into they made a left and went into a white tunnel. And they follow a light, and they're following this light. And finally, this hole in the earth, they see the sunshine, and they get sucked out of this hole, and they go up to the spaceship, a spaceship, an invisible spaceship. So one of the other guys that made it into the Area 51, they actually got out and ran to the guy who was in the car waiting for them overnight.
So are you going to like give everything away for
no,
the audience?
No, I'm not giving, so that... I'm just giving you big drips and drafts.
And what's the name of the movie?
It's called Area 51. It looks as though it's a home shot movie. And I mean, so realistic. And the outcome was when the last boy that was trying to break into 51 couldn't do it. He almost got caught. He ran out to the other one who was waiting for him on the road. He gets into the car with the other guy and he says, hurry, hurry, hurry. They're catching us. They're after me. Hurry up. We're going to get arrested. All of a sudden, the kid gets out of the car, looks up, and he's like dead meat. He just stands there. And the next thing you know, the guy who's driving the car is looking at him. And all of a sudden, he starts swirling into the air. And you see him get sucked up. And then the man who's driving the car, he starts being pushed out of the car through the windshield, breaks his nose, you see all blood coming down his face, and he turns, like, does cartwheels and everything else right up into the sky and gets also sucked up, and that's the end. It's just after that.
So you did give it away.
No, there's plenty more. I mean, you have to see this.
And you said that was the end.
The end of what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. So
that's as much as I'm going to say, but if you like sci-fi, which I really don't, I thought this was like a documentary because I was looking up documentaries.
Really?
Yes.
It's like Scary Movie and, you know, or Amityville. It looks I didn't see that movie, but you know, just
try to stay away from that.
Yeah. I don't like to breathe any of that negativity or whatnot. And even though it's kind of interesting, sometimes it could pique your interest. It's like, but I try not to get seduced into that.
You know,
I like to try to keep more in the positive way of movies or whatever.
I was looking for a documentary thinking that this was a documentary about Area 51. And it looked so much like a home video that I continued to watch it.
And they had you hook, line, and sinker.
They certainly did. And I'm not one that likes any sci-fi or any like ghost stories. And I don't like anything that has any negative undertones as far as the spiritual world. I don't put any of my energy in
that. Do you ever notice that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you very rarely will see a house of Jewish people that are possessed by the devil.
It's so true.
It's unbelievable.
What is that?
It's like, you know, you never hear, "Oy vey, I'm going to get my Star of David after you. I'm holding up the Star of David. I'm holding up my high. Get out of here."
That is so funny. But
No. You know why the darker energy can't survive in the Jewish family? Because they nag them to death. They do.
That's so good.
Oh my
but
God.
But you're so right.
They say, look at that schmata. Look at that rag you're wearing. Are you kidding me?
Get that sheet off.
Get that sheet off of you. It's old. It looks like crap. Are you kidding me?
And you know, you very rarely see black families also with possession because I have a very dear friend.
Except for
black.
The movie Scary Movie. And they show that.
He said to me, "Honey, if I see anything that's going on, this butt is going to be out of here faster than you can blink your eyes."
That's right.
He's
and it's so funny. Because black people are very funny where they say,
hysterical.
"We are not going to check behind the door.
Nope.
We are not going upstairs to see who it is.
We're out of here.
We're out of here." And all the white people, they're going to where all the weird noises are.
Exactly.
And where all the crazy, they bring in their crosses, the rosary beads.
Yes.
You know?
That is hysterical.
There's something
true.
To be said to be a, now's a good time to convert to Judaism so you don't have to worry about all these weird
And if
ghosts.
You're a black Jew, you really got it made.
Very much so. All right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ta-da!
And Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. We'll be right back.
welcome back, everybody, to Sky and Artie's Angels and Answers. And the 50s doo-wop. And the oldies songs.
I love the doo-wop.
Yeah, that is so cool. I am. I am in pig heaven. You know, I just went to a 50s convention a couple of weeks ago. And it was a ton of fun. And all these, there was like at least 700 cars there of classic cars in Persephone at the Persephone Hyatt, I think. It was right off of Route 10. And the entire grounds is filled with old classic cars. And it's an entire weekend of fun. And what else? And they had 50s music bands playing throughout the entire weekend. And they had lots of food and drinks.
The difference in how cars were made then and now.
Yeah, big difference between how the cars were made back then and now. Of course, back then they were made to last, and now it's just like, you know, it's like after a few years, it's time to get rid of them. And I bet you a lot of good used car parts places have probably went out of business because, you know, you try to keep the cars going, but, you know, you have to keep on buying new cars to have a decent car. Cars just don't last the same anymore. And it's a shame that, you know, the way they make things today and the way they made things years ago, it's totally night and day difference in quality and integrity and everything. Everything has changed.
Even labor has changed. So, nobody cares anymore. It's just an assembly line. Knock them out, knock them out, knock them out.
Yeah. So anyway, so I saw this one car. It was a Mustang that was built from scratch by a father and son team.
Wow.
But what was made it so beautiful? What was so interesting? They entered this one Mustang car in a big time car show, and it took first prize out of 9,000 cars.
Wow.
In Detroit, there was a huge Detroit car show.
That is so cool.
And it was amazing. And somebody from one of the car industries wanted to give them $125,000 for the car.
Nah.
And they said, no way.
Right?
They said, no way. He said, first of all, it has too many sentimental values. And second of all,
good for them.
Second of all, they said, even if we were to part with it, he says it wouldn't be for less than $250,000.
Right.
I mean, the car was just purely meant. He says, we don't even drive this on the roads. He says, it's strictly for shows.
Really?
It's strictly for shows. And the car's in pure mint condition. Even under the hood, it sparkles.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
It was really interesting to see. I kicked myself in the ass for not taking a picture of it. I was just looking at it in awe of how beautiful it was. So, and it's really cool because when you go to these shows, it's like everybody's in a good personable mood, and you know they're
excited
talking
to show off their
to show off
thing.
Their cars or talk about it,
right?
And whatnot, you know. So it's pretty cool.
An upbeat time.
It is. It is. And there's that special smell that
the
interior
leather.
Has. Yeah, the leather and stuff back then, which is really cool. And you
it's
know,
great.
So it's great. It really is. It's a lot of fun to go to those kind of places.
And, it is.
And when the weather's nice like this, it's also a lot of fun to go to anything with, if you Google anything where your community is having any street fairs or street festivals.
Yes.
Where there's like lots of vendors and music and food and, you know, and buy things you don't need.
Right.
You know, shirts and tchotchkes and all that other fun stuff.
And if anybody's in Allentown, New Jersey, in the end of October, I'm not sure of the dates yet, but I will give them to you. They're going to have a street fair. And there is a metaphysical store that I might be doing readings.
Oh, good.
Yes. Not 100% certain yet, probably, but I'm not sure about the dates yet and the times, but I will definitely get back to you guys on that. But you know, we have a nice young lady by the name of Lisa from Tom's River waiting for us.
That's marvelous, darling. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Doing really good. How do you like the music today that we're playing? Have you been listening long?
I have. I've been listening since you guys got on the air.
Oh, cool. So did you like
music's
the music?
Great. Yeah, music's great today.
So what can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I've been listening to you guys since you guys started, and your show is fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
So cool.
We appreciate that. That's
very much
nice to hear.
Very much so. We get a lot of we get a lot of enjoyment and pleasure out of hearing that, you know, people
just doing the show.
Well, that too, but
and we have an appreciation.
But we're touching people's lives.
Yeah,
and that's what we love to do. You know, even though we spoof around a little bit here and there, and
a lot of it.
And,
well, we get a lot of enjoyment listening to it. So.
Excuse me.
I get a lot of enjoyment listening to it.
I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much. That's the loveliest compliment anybody could give us, really.
Lisa, you want to know something? You know, as I was shuffling the cards, as I listened to your voice, there is such a thing about caring too much. Right? I get the impression, I'm not sure what it is, that you're doing an overkill of over worrying or over caring too much, but you're making too many little petty things count too much. Can you relate to this?
Yes.
Okay. Also, I'm feeling that you're being disappointed by a male in your life, whether it be that he's not available for you, or you've just come out of a relationship, or you're coming out of a relationship where you're feeling as though the relationship has taken a turn, not in a good way.
You've been very, very ultra sensitive, and it's very hard for you to be you because you're just that kind of sensitive, and you're making every little thing count. It's like you're keeping score on everything, and it's like you don't know how to get back to just being your own comfortable self. Does this make sense?
Absolutely.
You know, you got to look through the situation, Lisa. You have to look through it and get past. And you've got to look, then you have to look back and say, wait a minute, is it me or is it him or is it them? And see where you should be backing off rather than giving it too much of your beautiful energy.
You have a habit of looking for love in all the wrong places too. What?
Yeah, are you in a solid relationship right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you feeling, like I said to you, like a little disconnected?
At times.
Okay. That's fine. I just want you to know that, just step away from the picture, because I think you're safe. I just feel like you're a little bit, I think that, between, you know, when life gets in the way, you know what I mean? Sometimes life gets in the way of the romance. Sometimes life gets in the way of the time that you've had together. And I think that there's a little bit of a disconnect. And I think it's on your part. I think you're feeling it more than he is.
Are you dealing with trust issues right now, Lee?
Yeah, somewhat. I am.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I pick, and it has to do with your partner, where you're feeling the distrust.
Right. It is. Yeah, it is. I mean, do you guys want me to elaborate on my side a little bit, or?
No, that's
you
okay.
Could, I mean, you guys are hitting it.
Because I heard a song in my mind, looking for love in all the wrong places, and I have a feeling this might have to do with his end, you know, when I hear that, because I heard the song looking for love in all the wrong places. And that's why I said what I said. So, but yeah, if you want to tell us, but you want to know something, I want you to hold on because we have to go to a commercial break, and Sky and I, we're going to pick up more on you, as soon as we're finished with the commercial. So can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, so stay tuned, everybody. And Sky and I, we're going to connect with Lisa and help her out with her situation, give her some clarity. So we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.